Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chagiga. Mishnah Vav continues with the topic of when we are actually allowed to believe in Am Haaretz if he tells us that something is Tahar. Ordinarily, we are not allowed to believe in Am Haaretz, and Am Haaretz is assumed to be not careful about the halachas of Tumah and Tahara. He is assumed to be Tameh, his clothes are assumed to be Tameh, and anything he tells us is Tahar is still assumed to be Tameh. However, there are certain circumstances under which we are allowed to believe the Am Haaretz when he tells us that something is Tahar. And so Mishnah Vav gives us a couple of more examples. Number one, Hagabayim shenichnasu l'soch habayis. If we have legal tax collectors, often in the Mishnah or the Gemara we're referring to illegal tax collectors. That's not the case here. Here we're talking about legal tax collectors who are collecting taxes on behalf of the government in a lawful and legal way. They are Jewish, but they are Am Haaretz. And they enter a home to collect taxes. And sometimes, if the person doesn't have cash, they will collect a mashkon, a guarantor object, in order to ensure payment of the taxes. So they are believed when they say, we did not touch any other objects in the house except for the mashkon. We came in, we took the mashkon, and we left, and we didn't touch anything else. If they had touched anything else, it would make those things tame. But we believe these tax collectors when they say they didn't touch anything else. Similarly, v'chein ha-ganavim she'echziru sakelim. If we have Jewish thieves, these thieves are Am Haaretz, but they're Jewish, and they stole a ceramic vessel. An interesting thing about ceramic vessels is that ceramic vessels cannot become tameh from the outside. They can only become tameh from the inside. If a tameh person touches the outside of a ceramic vessel, it does nothing. If he grasps it from the, from the lips, and his fingers on the inside, now it's tameh. If these Jewish thieves stole a ceramic vessel, and now either they want to do tshuva, so they want to return the object, or they're caught by the police, and now they're returning the object. So, ne'emanim lomar lo naganu. They are believed when they say they didn't touch the inside of the kli. They only touched the outside, and therefore, it's not tame, it's still tahar. So we believe these thieves, no problem. That is the second case in our Mishnah, where we believe in Am Haaretz, even though ordinarily we don't. Now, case number three will be Yerushalayim ne'emanim ala kodesh. In Yerushalayim, an Am Haaretz can be believed about any utensil if they say that they kept it tahor la kodesh. This is more than what we said before. We previously mentioned a potter with new utensils. Here we're talking about not the potter, maybe not new, and even very large things like a ceramic oven. If it's for Kodshim, the Am Haaretz is believed to say, this has been kept Tahor LaKodesh in Yerushalayim. Because, again, in Yerushalayim, there was so much Kodshim that that people were very careful about keeping things Tahor B'Taras HaKodesh. Because nobody wants to be the person that creates a situation of Tumah in the Mikdash. And the fourth and final thing in our Mishnah is very big. And it is the major connection of all of this Tumah stuff to Maseches Chagiga. On the regel, ubishas haregel, afal ha-tumah. In the time of the regel, in Yerushalayim, an Am Haaretz is believed not only about kachim, but also about tumah, and in fact, on everything. For the time of the regel, the Am Haaretz, the gzeira on the Am Haaretz is suspended. He is considered to be a chaver. His pots are considered tahor if he tells us they're tahor. His utensils are tahor if he tells us they're tahor. His clothes are tahor if he tells us they're tahor. We said before that the clothes of an Am Haaretz are midras. They're an av hatumah, but not on the regel. If he tells us that they're tahor, we are allowed to believe him on the regel. He himself, who is always assumed to be tameh, is considered tahor if he says he is. Now, this is only on the regel, and it is temporary. There are long-term ramifications for this, which we will talk about in the next two Mishnayos. But for the regel itself, he is tahor, and anything he touches does not become tamei, unless of course he becomes vade tamei, right? If he touches a dead body or has a dead sheretz fall on him or something like that, so then of course he's tamei. But if he says he's tahor, we believe him.